Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com. This is the Scala Report. Scala, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. The puzzle is back to the office, back to work. London reports that 9 out of 10 bankers are back at their desks in the city. My colleague, Mary Kissel, just back from London, reports that the steakhouses in the city are hopping for lunch, for dinner. In other words, the industrial push that we've seen in the United Kingdom, mother country, for more than 200 years is back in place. Work, 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 prosperity, and more work. Puzzle, though. Chris, a very good day to you. We have in this country, and it is also in the United Kingdom, the so-called Great Resignation. That is the fact that it is hard to fill all the jobs that are available. I put this together with a piece that you brought to my attention these last days from Zero Hedge, suggesting there is an alternative explanation to people not working because they're getting money. The alternative explanation is that we are valuing leisure time quite differently than we valued prosperity, and that perhaps the pandemic has triggered this, or we're just returning to the mean. The evidence that is provided by the Zero Hedge is that the Black Death and aftermath saw an increase of weekly hours worked. In other words, we responded to mass catastrophe by working harder, and yet that is not necessarily the case about how wages and people respond to disaster, that finding other pursuits for our lives, leisure time or at-home time or philosophy or reading, is also a way to translate prosperity. Do you see this in your business, in your conversations, that skill sets are now choosing for self-development, what Thomas Jefferson called the pursuit of happiness, rather than higher wages and 24-hour clocks? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. There's certainly something going on within the greater working population, which seems to be a change or a shift in that worker population, especially with skilled tech workers, where you have more workers say, you know, if I had an hour commute each day to the office, maybe I'm willing to take a job that is fully remote at a lower price or lower wage to be able to eliminate that commute. The labor pool is certainly shifting and changing. Now, the question is whether that will be for the better or not. In information technology or certain skill set jobs, you can work remote, but as we're seeing in the continued supply chain disruptions, things like truck drivers or attendants in restaurants or other, there are many jobs that cannot be done remote. So do you see a bifurcation where those that have skills that allow for remote are able to take more advantage of that leisure track and maybe downshift their lives a little bit? Or are we going through a cyclical? I'm old enough to remember the go-go 80s and the desire for people to get ahead and have more of a monetary or financial focus versus a leisure focus. Is this just part of the natural swing of the pendulum of a society from work to leisure?
The question of, do you actually make more money when you work longer hours? That is now called into question by the recent publication of inflation numbers. I believe that the hours, the money earned for an hour worked has now declined for the first time since the pandemic. In other words, we're earning less money, though we're working more hours. Do you understand this is part of the same phenomenon? In other words, inflation is getting ahead of us. So therefore, people are saying, why should I work harder? I can't catch up. Let me find another way to organize my life. Do you hear that from young people, Chris?
We do hear that inflation is definitely spiking, and that's causing a lot of challenges. So in the millennials who have never experienced that before or never materially experienced, it's a change in their lifestyle to say, wait a minute, what do gas or milk or other things cost all of a sudden, and why is that now hitting me? I think the bigger potential challenge that you see is if, especially early in the career, people are not in the office, they're not making those connections, they're not understanding how to learn from others within the organization, there's the potential for a huge skills gap, experience gap, career gap later in life, because many, many, many of the very large companies in this country are taking a very hard look at their staffing models. And they've learned through the pandemic the opportunity to say, maybe we can get by with much lower staffing. We're bringing in automation. We're allowing people to work remote from home or getting greater productivity there. So the question really comes into in 22 and 23, do you also see with many of these large companies a significant reduction in labor force because they've trained themselves to be able to do this and work with less? And does that cause a big economic dislocation?
We know there are stories worldwide about young people making decisions for so-called ESG investment or ESG participation, environment, social, and governance. We know that that is a major theme at the COP26 meeting in Glasgow, Scotland. That may be a driver for some of this. Trends are hard to pinpoint, but when the culture shifts from pursuing individual prosperity, in other words, aggrandizement, career improvement, when it switches to demonstrating to your friends, your family, your spouse, your children, that you are a virtuous participation in the pursuit of happiness at the same time as for everybody else. Now, I know I'm getting a little airy-fairy philosophical here, but we do know during the Middle Ages, when there were no products to buy, their consumers had nothing to do with their wealth, services were very few. They took care of themselves and also improved themselves at home. Do you see that going on with your workers, asking for time to improve myself at home and not just keep the clock?
I think you do, and every employer and employee is trying to find that right work-life balance. I think what you might see, though, from a societal shift is look at Facebook as an example, talking about the metaverse and people becoming more involved in these alternate realities, virtual realities. The question I would pose is, are we entering a dystopian Philip K. Dick-style novel where the working population continues to pull back and becomes more virtual, and in their free time, they're spending more and more cycles in these metaverse or alternate realities because it allows them to not deal with the reality of the world. One great indicator in a discussion I had this morning with one of the largest video card manufacturers in China who specializes in the gaming marketplace, the sales of gaming video cards for people who are high-end gamers continue to be off the charts. And that's a really interesting indicator that says people are investing in spending more time playing video games at home in those realities, which is different than the day-to-day work reality.
That's the equivalent of NVIDIA in our markets. Is that correct, Chris? The high-end chip that you need for video card, it's called, that you need for gaming. You also need it for mining bitcoins. So the demand for these chips, I understand, is endless. It's competitive and endless. And you see a correlation between that and self-improvement or self-directed conduct and not working for a boss. Do you see the relationship?
Most certainly, and you're seeing people that are pulling back to more of a home life. There would be a very interesting corollary to track the number of video cards sold on a chart versus the number of gym memberships or external activities. It's a good indicator that at certain tiers within the population, people are pulling back and focusing more on that home life or not dealing in the public sector.
Back to the office, back to the city, London. Manhattan has not returned to anywhere near that buzz. I know from anecdotes that I'm told over this last week that there's hesitation. It might be driven by security. It might be driven by the franchises darkening the storefronts and that there's a feeling of something has happened in the city. But that is not true in London. Now, you travel Europe, and you travel Europe routinely. Do you believe Europe's ahead of us in this recovery?
I believe that the Brits very specifically are different than the continent. You've seen the continent kind of pull back in Germany and in France due to new waves of the virus. The British are projecting that British stiff upper lip and are simply tired of lockdowns and saying it's time to return to work. It's time to get back to normal life. And the pandemic is over. Let's just deal with it as an endemic from here on out.
Chris Riegel is the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm, all continents, except for Antarctica, and Scala.com transforms the retail space with digital signage. Note the digital, the high-end chip. This is CBS Eye on the World, the Scala Report. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.